Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to call me with whatever it is that's on your mind today, because whatever it is, regardless of when you hear the program or what day you hear the program, or if you're listening on podcast, someone said to me, well, what's your theme? And I said, we don't really have themes. So I'll talk about what's going on in the world that particular day. But the program is really depending on you guys and your responses. Let me just tell you a little bit about what's going on in history today, just because it is National Toilet Paper Day. more people would take toilet paper to a desert island than would take food. So there you go. And there's a toilet paper encyclopedia, none of which I knew. I mean, I knew about toilet paper. All right, in 1498, Michelangelo was commissioned to carve the Pietà. How would they know that was this day? Well, maybe he had better records than I think he does. In 1748, the first Lutheran denomination in North America, the Pennsylvania Ministerium, was founded in Philadelphia. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I did not either. In 1768, James Cook set sails from England on HMS Endeavour. There we go. In 1789, the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen is approved by the National Constituent Assembly of France. Never mind. 1791, John Fitch is granted a United States patent for the steamboat. We think of Fulton as being the steamboat, right? I do. Apparently Fitch. 1920, as we mentioned before, 19th Amendment takes effect, giving women the right to vote. In 1970, the then-new feminist movement, led by Betty Friedan, leads a nationwide woman strike for equality. Jeez Louise, it's hard to believe that that was really, 45 years ago? The discrepancy between income is actually worse than it was, but I think a lot of things that we take that were new then we take for granted, which is women working, birth control. I guess women voting, although women have been voting, obviously, for a while. In 1977, the Charter of the French Language is adopted by the National Assembly of Quebec. And in 1978, Sigmund Jahn became the first German cosmonaut on Soyuz 31. So there you go. So kind of an interesting day in history. So we got thousands of volunteers to become firefighters in Washington State. I've always wondered, I've always thought that being a volunteer fire person would be sort of a great idea, except if you've ever been near a raging fire, it is truly a terrifying thing. I mean, there's just something basically, just I think that human beings in general are sort of inherently fearful of fire.
You know,
it should be.
When I was a reporter in Montana, I got the chance to kind of tag along with some firefighter training. They were training their volunteer firefighters, and they had this demo trailer that they would set on fire, and I got to don the gear and go in.
Wow.
To the structure, and it was wild. Holy mackerel.
It's a very scary thing.
It's really surreal. I mean, obviously, I was fully safe and surrounded by trained firefighters, but, you know, there's the kind of instinctual, like, this is not a good situation feeling that you get.
Yes, run, you know, leaving is a good idea. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I agree. It's a very, very scary thing. And I think atavistically that we know to avoid it. So I agree. It's just one of those things. So I think firefighters, people who voluntarily go into that situation, are true heroes. I really do think. I guess I define heroism as anybody who will do something willingly that I'm basically unwilling to do. So what can I tell you? 855-993-7569. All right, we're looking at at the Day in History. Also, some Facebook stuff that you guys have dealt with. I'm just trying to think what will be the most appropriate thing for us to start with at this moment. I will tell you about theater. I saw Hamilton, and I will actually review it for you a little bit later. They're apparently Burger King to McDonald's. Let's make a McWhopper. I don't even know what that means. Do you know what that means? Let's see what they're saying. Burger King to McDonald's. Let's make a McWhopper. They're talking about doing it together. Well, that gives possibility of world peace.
World peace.
A day of peace truce burger. I mean, a photo provided by Burger King shows a McWhopper. Burger King says it's calling for a truce with McDonald's so they can create a mashup of their most famous burgers, the Big Mac and the Whopper. Burger King is tying the publicity sent to a nonprofit called Peace One Day, which it promotes Peace Day. I'd be in favor of that, wouldn't you?
Sure.
They say it's not what the UN had in mind, but they're going to do a McWhopper. A truce with McDonald's. Serve the concoction for a single day at a pop-up location in Atlanta, a point midway between the headquarters of the two chains. Peace One Day. The United Nations created the International Day of Peace in 1981 to coincide with its annual opening session in September. It then designated September 21st as the annual Day of Nonviolence and Ceasefire in 2001. In a response posted on its Facebook page, McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook said the proposal was inspiration for a good cause. He thinks the two companies could do something bigger to make a difference. Then he took a dig at the play by Burger King. Steve, let's acknowledge that between us, there is simply a friendly business competition, certainly not the unequaled circumstances of the real pain and suffering of war. Oh, come on. P.S., a simple phone call will do next time. Oh, come on, Steve!
Yeah, they took the fun out of that.
Yeah, the proposed mashup would include elements of each, such as a flame-broiled beef patty and a middle bun. It's open to discussing the proposal, but the details would have to be worked out in time for Peace Day. Proposals like McWhopper make noise, Burger King says in a video on the site. The ads asking McDonald's about the proposal were to run Wednesday in the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune, the latter of which is based near McDonald's headquarters in Oak Brook, Illinois. Burger King is based in Miami, is owned by Restaurant Brands International, which also owns Tim Hortons. I mean, yeah, come on, guys. Let's put on Facebook what other mashups would you be in favor of for Peace Day?
Okay.
They don't necessarily have to do with food, but they could. A third of millennials whip out their cell phones in public for no particular reason. All you have to do is be on the subway. And it's not no particular reason. They're checking their emails or they're checking the time. It's just their sort of not very good reasons. All right, the government's surprisingly detailed description of what qualifies as mayonnaise. That's a good one. And somebody sent me an email that said that I said that mayonnaise would spoil. And no, that isn't what I said. I said that mayonnaise was the perfect medium for bacterial growth. So let's see what they're saying mayonnaise is. They said a vegan friendly Just Mayo is mislabeling its product. They relied on a decades-old government description of what actually qualifies as mayonnaise. They said you can't use the word mayo, and the image of an egg may be misleading. They may believe that the products are the standardized food mayonnaise. Just mayo implies the product is real mayonnaise, which does not meet the definition. Let's see what the definition. It doesn't contain eggs. Additional ingredients that are not permitted by the standard of identity for mayonnaise, such as modified food starch. All right. It turns out that there's a code of federal regulations, Title 21, Chapter I, Subchapter B, Part 169, Subpart B. It turns out that there are 430 words to describe mayonnaise, including not less than 65% by weight of vegetable oil, vinegar, any vinegar diluted, not less than 2.5% by weight of lemon juice or lime juice, eggs, liquid egg yolks, frozen egg yolks, dried egg yolks, and so it goes. All right, you can't have saffron or turmeric in it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we were talking about restaurants today, and we were talking about the fact that in Seattle, a number of restaurants are now adding a service charge, which is a very common phenomenon in Europe, where they just add service. It's just added on, so there's no tipping. And it's one of the issues that comes up sometimes with a lot of tourists because they're used to just assuming that the tip and the tax are included. And so a lot of wait staff gets stiffed in the United States by tourists, which doesn't make anybody very happy. So because of the increase in minimum wage, a couple of restaurants in Seattle are just going to no tipping and putting a 20% service charge on. And the idea is several fold. First of all, to offset a mandatory offset of the increased wages that they're paying, but also as a way of trying to equalize the fact that the back staff doesn't get paid as much as the front people in the front of the restaurant because they don't get tips. And so it's a way of kind of equalizing it. So we asked people, what do they think about tipping? What do you think about tipping, Trevor? You were talking about the line in Reservoir Dogs where there's a big argument about tipping, which we can't play in the air because it's obscene.
No, not. Yes, it is.
But people can go and watch Reservoir Dogs, which is kind of an obscene movie anyway. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So what do you think about tipping?
What I think about tipping is kind of what I think about with respect to most things in life, which is you get what you pay for. And I think people just got to know that going into it. You know, if restaurants aren't paying their people a proper wage and, you know, people who patrons aren't subsidizing their wage, kind of just, you're going to get poor service, you know. I mean, these people work extremely
hard. That's one of the
questions. Yeah.
Well, but they're getting paid more than they were, even though it's still not a huge amount of money, number one. Number two, the idea being that the people in the back are working presumably just as hard and making less money. So,
true, though, having worked in a restaurant and having worked mostly in the back, I really don't begrudge the waitstaff their kind of bump because of the fact that they had to interface with the customers, and that's
I was
probably
gonna say
the
exactly
part
that.
Of the deal. You know,
exactly.
Dealing with people and kind of fulfilling their needs and having a smile on their face as they do it, I got to say, is a heck of a lot tougher than washing dishes or, I mean, you know, I think everybody should be getting paid, and the more you pay somebody, the better kind of outcome you're going to have. But ultimately, I see tipping as a positive force, and it would be interesting to see what happens if it does end up going away in a lot of places.
You know, it is going to be interesting to see. As I said, there's already the model for it, which is the European model, which is that's already what's going on there. And I'm not sure it's for the same reason, but it
right.
is that's that if you go to Europe, you don't tip. You get a service charge, which is usually about 20%.
Yeah.
All righty. So let's see what other. So I'm trying to think. I mean, the thing about a tip is it seems to me that it's always. I mean, in theory, tip was to ensure prompt service. That's what the word means in theory. So the question is. Will you still get good service? And my answer would be, look, if the service is good, you can tip somebody more if you want. I mean, but this is sort of an acknowledgement that, you know, that people deserve to have a living wage. And as I said, you know, the interest, I think you're not wrong about saying that dealing with the public is a little more complicated than dealing with than not having to deal with the public. So, but still, what can I tell you? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I worked at a coffee shop as well, and it's just like, you know, those kind and loyal customers that would come in and throw a buck in our jar, you know, made up for the people that were rude and would answer, hey,
yeah.
How are you with, you know, black coffee, you know, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
It's just a matter of, I think tipping seems to me that it kind of developed organically as a way to kind of reward people and encourage people to do a good job. And restaurant owners probably took advantage of the fact that we have tips in our society in order to kind of excuse paying their people.
Well, I think that's true. You're absolutely right about that.
So if tipping goes away, I think tipping will probably come back, you know, because it's such an it seems like an organic thing.
So you think that they'll even if they do put the service charge on it, that it won't work, or that it'll be an addition? What do you?
Well, I'm thinking that even if they do kind of put a service charge on there, you know, people will still tip a super outstanding. It'll kind of get diluted, probably how it got. You know, they'll tip a really outstanding server, but then it'll kind of become customary again, or I don't know. Maybe that's a stretch, but that's my hypothesis.
Well, yeah, and I think, as Steve Buscemi points out, that that some people are going to tip and some people aren't. And then, as you point out as well, that it's that there are people who sort of are going to follow the rules. There are probably ways of reporting. I mean, it's going to be an interesting transition, but I think you're probably right. I think that there will be service charges. Or the other way of doing it is just increase the price of food, of whatever the issues are on the menu, and then pay the back staff better. Because I agree with you. Tipping seems to be a peculiarly American but beloved transition. All right.
Yeah. Let's see what other people have to say. We have Alan first, who says, Dr. Joy, I've always wanted to ask your views on tipping. I always tip at least $2. If I was at a restaurant, I have to feel like I was treated special to tip more.
I think $2 depends. If it's a $50 tab, I think $2 is not very much.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
cheap. If it's a dollar tab, then $2 is kind of over tipping. So I think it really, the way that most of us do around here, just unless it's extra, if it's terrible, then I will. I've done a couple of things. I've never stiffed anybody, but I've left a very minor tip of saying, this was a problem. When it's extraordinary. my usual tip is just double the tax, which is, I think here it's 8.25, so that's 16.5%, which is halfway between 15 and 20%. If it's extraordinary, I'll tip 20, sometimes more than that, and I will quite often find the maitre d' and tell them how good the service was. So, because I agree with you, I worked as a soda jerkette, and I never worked in a fancy restaurant because by the time I was old enough to serve liquor, I already had my PhD, basically. That is not quite true. I almost had my PhD. I think I was a year or two away from it. But I was in graduate school and working in a real job. But I worked through high school as a soda jerkette and was incredibly thrilled when anybody gave me a buck or two. So, again, I think the amount of money is really dependent on what the total check is.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Roy says, tipping is part of society. Waiters and waitresses make less than minimum wage because of tipping.
Yeah.
They're often taxed as though they receive a certain amount, even if they have not, 15 to 20%. If you eat at a restaurant, you should figure in the tip to see if you can afford to eat there. Lots of people are clueless about tipping, apparently.
Well, I think, yeah, not only figuring, you have to figure that by the time you put tax and tip in, you're talking about another 25%, which is a quarter of whatever you spent. So it can be a significant amount of money, and you're right. And I think even when I was babysitting, what I realized is that tipping had nothing to do with the finances of the person who was tipping or not tipping, and it had to do with their head and their heart. Okay, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking about tipping, and I think it gets a little more complicated than you think it is. And Trevor and I were talking, and he said, can we talk about it with somebody else? And I said, yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. That Trevor was just sharing with us, which I think is very appropriate, that as a barista, that he thought it was really cool when somebody would tip him, what, a buck? Is that primarily what it was?
Or yeah,
the change,
usually.
The leftover change, yeah.
Yep.
And he said, and people, what about tipping at McDonald's? And he said, well, they don't really, anything at a counter, in theory, they're not really having, they don't have to walk, they don't have to, I mean, they don't, in theory, they don't have to write anything down, it just goes directly in the computer. So he said they shouldn't be tipped because it's at a counter. And I said, what's the difference between that and being a barista? So we're having a little bit of attitude readjustment here.
But I had a thought just now.
Oh, good. This is going to be good. I'm waiting for it. Go ahead.
Maybe it's not that good. But it's, I think it's maybe just the culture of McDonald's, maybe, because I would totally tip at an independent burger joint with a similar kind of setup, just a counter kind of thing, you know.
So wait a minute. So if you went to Burger King, you would tip?
Well, no. If I went to, like, I don't know, Snuffy's in St. Paul, they're a burger joint. And
okay, see, I don't know about Snuffy's. Sounds like something you do when you had a cold, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of a silly name. But, you know, because they have a tip jar, and it's a quarter or a counter kind of service situation, but I would totally tip there. So I think it's maybe less about the level of service, but more about the establishment itself and the culture kind of surrounding
it. So what about
experience.
A pizza joint?
If it was Pizza Hut, probably wouldn't tip, but we do tip our delivery drivers. I mean, definitely tip.
Well, but delivery is a different issue.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if I was, like, getting a slice from a small joint somewhere, I would probably, if they had a jar for it, throw in a buck.
Huh. So the issue for you is jars? I mean, I'm not being facetious. I'm just saying that if they have a jar,
yeah,
that's the culture.
Yeah, you know? Maybe even if McDonald's had a jar and was like, hey, we're trying, you know, tip us. Probably would. Probably
you know,
would
I'll tell you, all right, I just have the counter argument for a moment, and I'm not sure how heavily invested I am in it. The implication being, see, let me just for a moment sort of do the devil's advocate about tipping. I would never expect to be tipped for the work I do. You know, I do a good job because it's my self-image, and you could say, well, being a shrink is really different than being a waitress. But, you know, it would seem to me that where do you stop it? That is someone in a restaurant who's serving your food, they're basically doing their job. And somebody at Starbucks or McDonald's, they're basically doing their job. Now, if they're not being paid enough, I think what we need to do is talk with the owner, the manager. But I think sort of putting a tip jar there, I find sometimes offensive, because I'm thinking, why am I tipping someone for taking my order? I mean, if they don't take my order, they don't get the business. So what would tipping mean in this particular case?
That's a good point, but I think maybe my counter to that counter is that it's something that developed to kind of solve a tricky relationship, the kind of tricky relationship between servers and patrons, where sometimes there are bad patrons who are not very kind to servers, and it's kind of just a way to lubricate that relationship and make it easier for servers to do their job. Maybe it's
well, but,
to kind of
but I don't
good,
think
good.
I don't think money should be the reason that you do your. I mean, certainly, look, getting paid. But you know, look, I've had this argument, believe it or not, when I feed the homeless, that I've really taken people to task when they are not incredibly polite. I'm saying, look, if you're going to feed homeless people, what you have to do is treat them with the same respect that you would if you were waiting tables at the Ritz, which means you serve from, what is it, the left and clear from the right or whatever it is, and you offer them refills on whatever they're drinking, and you make sure you check back to make sure they're okay, because otherwise, what you're doing is meaningless, because what we're trying to do is not only feed somebody to fill their stomach, but to treat them with dignity and respect. And if you can't do that, clear out. And it would seem to me that we've kind of lost that notion that the only reason that somebody would treat you with dignity and respect at a restaurant is because they expect to be compensated for it. You know, there's something sort of upsetting about that, and I think a tip jar says that. It says, you know, that I think there's something vaguely unsavory about it and counterproductive to the idea of saying thank you to somebody or writing a good recommendation or telling the manager they did a good job or a bad job. But the idea of saying the only way that we can say to somebody good job is to get them money. And it seems to me that their employer should be doing that, should be paying them. I think we tip not because we're saying it's a good job, but because we're acknowledging that people aren't getting paid enough. And I'd rather deal with a source, because otherwise it makes people, it's charity. You know, that's what it comes down to. It's charity. And I think charity always feels better to the donor than the recipient. I think it's demeaning to the recipient. So there, which I hadn't actually thought about till this very moment. So I guess I can't expect very good service. And I do tip. You know, it's not that I don't. It's just that there's something, I think, demeaning about the process that says, you know, I'm going to give you money for doing your job. So there. All right, let's see what other people have said.
All right. Lorraine says, I always tip at the 20% level. It's only fair to the hardworking servers. However, I often wonder why restaurant owners get away with paying such low wages. If one works in a grocery store, department store, or at many other jobs, they are paid a minimum wage or more.
Yeah. I agree. I think that it's a conspiracy of which we have all inadvertently become participants. Because, exactly, you don't tip somebody at the supermarket who's helped you. You don't tip somebody at Macy's. You don't tip somebody, I'm trying to think of some other examples, but you certainly don't tip anybody at your doctor's office. You don't tip your accountant. You certainly don't tip your psychologist. What can I tell you? All right, let's keep going. I think it's a little more complicated economically. I think that restaurant, I'd rather pay more for a meal and feel that the person who was there was going to treat me well because that's their job. And that if I wanted to give them something in addition, hairdressers, same issue. Manicurists, I mean, it's a huge, big issue here because manicurists, it turns out, and some places, the only thing they get is tips. And so you feel a responsibility that I think should much more appropriately be with the owner. Mm-hmm. Massages, all sorts of things. So, all right, let's keep going.
All right. Where was I? Oh. Christine says,
I may have to start tipping my producers
to ensure paying attention. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Christine says, I was a waitress for many years, and I'm against tipping. Tips should be included in the entree price as they do in Germany. I shouldn't have to worry about what percentage I might get. Let me sell the products I have to work with.
See, I'm with her. I really am. I think that's a completely different kind of way of looking at it. And it's interesting that as a waitress she feels that way. And, you know, I haven't been to Europe for a while, but that's not true. I was in Spain a couple of years ago. I'm trying to remember in Israel. I think I didn't pay for most of the meals. And I have no idea what the tip. If I had to guess, I would guess that you don't tip in Israel, but I don't know that for a fact. I just know in Europe that you paid you paid a service charge rather than tipping, so people didn't have to worry about sucking up or anything else. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Should we finish up tipping?
Yeah, we can keep going.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. Annie says, I tip 20% if dining in. I'm interested in finding out if it's appropriate to tip for takeout. For instance, when I order pizza, there's a line for a tip if paying with a card. This is when I go to the business to pick it up, not delivered. I'm happy you asked this question. I've been wondering for a while. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome. And you know, every year they put out sort of around Christmas time in particular, they put out, you know, what's appropriate because Christmas time, do you tip your mailman, which I find offensive, to be quite honest, that I think it takes it from kind of a professional job to a non-professional job. And there certainly are professional waiters. But, you know, I just the whole thing about tipping, I think, gets very, very squeamish. And also tipping doormen, tipping for cabs, and for cabs, what they do now is, because you can now pay, at least around here, with a credit card, which is great, but it will tell you a suggested tip of either 15, 18, or 20%. And sometimes I've had cab drivers that were fantastic, and I've had ones that took me the long way around thinking I was a tourist. It's a little hard to get very enthusiastic about tipping somebody who just ripped you off. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, we're talking about what's turned out to be a little more complicated than we might have guessed at first blush, which is the whole issue of tipping. And that it's a little more complicated. First of all, I think by definition it designates somebody as a lower status than a professional job. Because you don't, we went through all the people that you don't tip professionally, and then I think people like hairdressers and masseuses fall into that kind of gray area. But you wouldn't tip your doctor. You wouldn't, you know, we don't have to go through the whole list again. But the point being, I think it's a statement of lower status. Number one. Number two, I think that it bespeaks charity on some level, which I don't think is exactly what we meant to do. And the implication being that if you don't pay it, that you're not going to get good service. So I think it's a little more complicated than we think it is, folks. All right, let's see what else people have got.
All right, let's see. We got Aaron, who says, when I was in university, I worked in Switzerland as a waitress. Oh, I see. I just spelled it. Waitress in a fancy hotel. It said Service einbegriffen. Service included on the menu, so no tips. The hotel kept all the money. I never received a cent. If you give management control of workers' tips, the workers will receive $0 or a small percentage. When have you ever seen someone hand over money if they can get away with keeping it? Service included is simply justification for restaurants to raise prices, i.e. inflation. Wait staff will be just much worse off.
All right, so what this person is saying, as opposed to other person, is that they are in favor of tips.
Yeah, as kind of a checks and balances against the restaurateurs to make sure that wait staff is getting paid well.
Well, but I think the wait staff should be being paid well. So
right.
All right.
I guess there's never a guarantee against your employer not doing a good job reimbursing people for their time.
Well, except I suppose to do a good job and then go to your employer and say, listen, I really like working here, but I need to make more money. I'm making you a lot of money, and the same way that you go to anybody for a raise, any job.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Ella says, Ella gives Dr. Joy 25%. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. And I know, checks in the mail, right?
Yeah. Andrea says, I think you have to work in the industry to understand how hard it is and the little money per hour. Everyone should work as a waiter or waitress for 1 year and have them answer that question. Yes, you should tip for service.
Well, but see, look, I have, and I'm not in any way denying that it's a difficult job. I'm not in any way sort of offsetting anybody's notion that it's not worthwhile. I'm just saying that you should be compensated for it, and you should be compensated from get-go, not being dependent on the largesse, which essentially is charity, of your customers, because that's chancy. I don't think your income should be based on sucking up, or somebody liking you or not liking you, or having, you know, budgeted enough money to pay you. I think that you should get that money up front and be able to count on it.
Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of speaks to how we've kind of stratified different levels of jobs, you know, culturally in this country. You know, there's jobs we tip and they're not really considered professionals, or you're not, you know, it's not considered a profession or a kind of admirable work. And then, you know, like we point out, you don't tip your lawyer or your doctor.
Yeah.
So it really speaks to a judgment, you know. Social
well,
judgment.
It is. I do. I think it's a lower status job. And the idea being that, you know, for a lot of us, it was a transition job. It was, but there are people for whom it's a profession. And, you know, I just think that that people should be paid appropriately for the work they do. And I think tipping kind of ignores that. And I think a lot of employers have gotten used to saying, well, you know, you get it, make it up in tips. I don't think it's the customer's job. I think it's the employer's job.
Yep. All right, so we have Karen who says, I tip 20% for standard service, more for exceptional service. What gets me is there are tip cups everywhere just to order coffee at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. That's overdoing it in my book.
Yeah, again, though, I mean, how do we define service? I mean, you know, it's a complicated, it's a little more complicated than at first blush. I mean, should people be rewarded for doing a good job? The question is, yes, by whom? And I don't know that we've sort of sorted that out completely, but we keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, what else we got?
Marquita says, people are outraged when someone doesn't tip, even if the non-tipper received horrible service. When I took jobs cocktailing and serving, I went in understanding and okay with the fact that the only guaranteed income I had was not coming from tips. I hated it. I got out of it. I truly feel tipping should be done away with. Hire great employees and pay them a living wage.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and if you want to, and look, what I would have, here's what I would do. I would substitute for tipping cards, which already occur at some places that say, you know, how was your server, give them, rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, and then their compensation, at the, you know, that they could earn bonuses or extra meals or whatever it is. So the employer was acknowledging, as well as the public, superior service, but it still goes back to the, and maybe you put in as a customer, you say, look, I'll contribute to the Sunshine Fund or something, where, except that's not going to work, where people get paid more. But I think just an evaluation that says this person did a superior job would then reflect in they would get a bonus, that maybe the employer takes a certain amount of slush fund or something and gives it to the employer, the employee of the month or the employee of the week, which is going to convince people to do a better job, work better for him. But the person who really benefits in the long run is the owner.
Yeah, I think kind of sounds like what you're talking about to me, at least, is to treat kind of serving as more of a career than we really do. I mean, you can be
as a professional job,
yeah,
rather than. I mean, do you tip your paper boy? You know, at Christmas maybe. And I also think it offsets the notion that somehow the only reason you do a good job is if there was if there's money involved in it. And I think that's counterproductive. Again, you hear that there's something uncomfortable about tipping, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. All right. Karina says, always tip unless it was very poor service. I usually tip $5 on all pizza orders and 15-20% at restaurants.
I don't know how much the pizza costs, so that may be a very lavish tip or very, you know, if it's a $50.
It's kind of a little.
Well, I don't know. If it's
expensive.
A $50 pizza, then it's pretty chintzy. If it's a $20 pizza, that's 25%. So I think it depends on what you have on your pizza.
That's true.
What your toppings are.
Yeah.
Your toppings determine your tip. Tips for topping. I just made that up. Keep going. It was kind of irrelevant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, you got one more or not?
I got a couple more.
All right, so we'll do it. So send us more emails. Hopefully this is sort of stimulating your little brains. And I will tell you all about Hamilton as part of our gala entertainment section tomorrow. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.